What we want to talk about tonight, which I'm incredibly excited about, is how you can turn your cancellation policy into a wow experience. And I'll start this very exciting experience for me that I absolutely hate the word policy. It sounds governmental. It sounds like that it belongs in an administration office or in an institute, and I hate it. But people often say to me, should we have a cancellation policy? So I'm just going to leave that question out there. And as we go through the session, please keep in mind that it is human nature for people to not show up for some events. So I'm going to ask the question, what would be some of the reasons why people cancel? And I've asked a few of you tonight already. And probably a great question to ask yourself is if you have ever cancelled a session of anything, whether it's been a meeting, a date, a family event, you've cancelled going to a wedding, you've cancelled a personal training session, you've cancelled a gym membership, what are the reasons why you do it? Because often I hear personal trainers and fitness professionals or fitness people complaining, moaning and whining, my three least favourite words, that there's too many cancellations and people just don't show up and people are lazy and you can't be successful in the fitness profession because people just keep cancelling their sessions. And it seems that the bigger the gym and the more personal trainers that work there, the more you hear people whining about that. So the first thing we all need to be really aware of is that people are going to cancel. They absolutely are going to cancel. And I'm sure that you all have too. There's been something in your life where you wanted to go somewhere, you wanted to do something, you had planned to go and do it, and you didn't go and you had to cancel. So when it comes to personal training, being a fitness professional, what we do, the idea is to get all of that out in the open. And do it at the first consultation. So when we sit down with somebody for the very first time, and I'm going to say this in every area, whether it could be a date, it could be a business venture, it could be that you're going to be going to a wedding, it doesn't matter. The two people that are going to be being involved in this interaction, if you are saying to somebody, yes, I'm going to come to the event, the really important thing is that both of you know what date it is, what time it is, and that you have made a commitment to that person that you're going to be there. And obviously that means both diaries need to be out. So you've got your diary, they've got their diary, and you know exactly what's going to happen. But for the sake of today's session, it's going to be about personal training. So if I sit down with somebody for the first time, I obviously need to have my diary out, they need to have their diary out, and we need to work out the very best time for this person to come and train with you, to be coached by you. Now, I'm going to assume up until now and based on everybody that's here, that in your initial consultation, you feel really comfortable with asking all of the W questions. So you, as Abdul put beautifully, you know what the short-term goal is of your client and you're going to help them achieve it. You know then what their next goal is. You know what their long-term goal is. You know all the reasons why they want to achieve all of those goals, and you know and have created a picture for them so they can see themselves achieving that goal and you can see them achieving the goal. So you're both involved in the picture and it's really clear for you. Obviously, then the next question is, what is the best day, date and time, or when will you be achieving that goal? And that's the thing that's got to keep coming through the whole process. I hear too many people say to me, I don't know why my clients cancel, or I don't know why they don't want to come to the gym anymore, or I don't know why they don't want to exercise anymore. And the first question I always ask is, what was their number one health and fitness goal and why did they want to achieve it and where were they going to achieve it and how are they going to feel when they did? But most importantly, what was the exact day, date and time? And unfortunately, most people in the fitness profession can't answer that question about their clients. And then, of course, they wonder why their client cancelled, which is just a stupid question. So when you sit down for the first time with your client, please make sure that, one, you've both got your diary out. You have gone through all of the W questions, a full four set of them, full four sets. And now you're going to make a decision about the very best time for this person to come and train with you. So you need to ask the question, and please make sure that you do, what is the best day, date and time for the two of us to get together to train? It's not about you telling somebody, you have to come and train with me at this date. Now they have to fit in with your diary, of course, but you don't want to be just picking a random time and hoping that the person's going to show up. One of the other great questions I always ask is, what is the least likely day, date, and time that you would cancel? And those of you familiar with the elephant in the room, this is the elephant when it comes to personal training. If somebody doesn't show up for their session or if they cancel their session, they now can't achieve their goal or they're less likely to achieve their goal. So what is the very best day, date, and time? And I'm just going to, for tonight's session, pick 7 o'clock on Magical Day Monday evening. So this person has said to you that the very best time for me to train every single week and never miss is 7 o'clock on Magical Day Monday evening. You would then share with your client that this is their VIP session time. It belongs to them. An absolute commitment from you as their coach, as their fitness professional, that nobody else will be able to take that time away from them. Not anything that happens in your life and not anything that happens in their life. This is your VIP session time. If somebody believes that this is their own time and there could be a chance that they lose it if they don't show up, they're more likely to keep coming. We all do the things. If we know that we have to catch a plane, we do everything we have to do to make sure that we're on time for the airport. There's other things in our life where it's okay if I'm 5 minutes late, or it's okay if I'm not there exactly on time. But we know that if the plane's gone, the plane's gone. And that's how we want people to treat their personal training session, their coaching session with you. It's a VIP time and it belongs to them. The next thing that has to happen in that first consultation is you have to work out the exact number of personal training sessions, of coaching sessions, that the two of you have together before the day, date, and time. So Abdul shared that his client has a goal to wear an outfit by December, a date in December. So what, Abdul, you will have done, I'm sure, in your first session is worked out exactly the number of training sessions that that person has between today that they're sitting with you and the exact day, date, and time they're going to be achieving their goal. Because you've already set that the best time to train with them or them to train with you is Magical Day Monday evening at 7 o'clock. So if they're going to be coming once a week or twice a week or three times a week, you then work out that between the 17th of October and the 17th of December, there's going to be 9 training sessions or 12 training sessions. Please make sure you do that with that immediate goal with every single person. Not the number of weeks till they achieve their goal, not the number of months till they achieve their goal, the exact number of coaching sessions. How many times will we be getting together between now and the exact day, date, and time that you'll be achieving your goal so that we make sure you achieve your goal by that time, and this is how many sessions we've got. Now, the next thing you have to bring up, and it's the elephant in the room, so you have to bring it up, is that something will happen between now, whether it's a 12-week goal, a 6-week goal, or a 12-month goal, life is going to happen. All of us know that things happen in everybody's life. We could get a flat tire, our children get sick, we get sick, something comes up with the water pipe, bursts outside our house and our house is flooding. Things happen. So in that very first consultation, when you've both got your diary out, you have to say, okay, life's going to happen. What are we going to do when that happens? So between now and the date that you're going to achieve your goal, we've got 23 personal training sessions. But we have to plan for life happening to you. So there's two things that can happen. We're going to work out now what we're going to do if you have to miss a session. Are you going to come 2 times the next week or 2 times the week after, or are you going to trade your session with somebody else? So if you're a fully booked out fitness professional, you would say, I have no spare spaces, but we could find somebody else that would be willing to swap sessions with you so that you can still keep your VIP session time at 7 o'clock on Magical Day Monday evening. But every so often we might find somebody who'll swap with you. So do you want me to do that for you? And or who's the, and I call it the next of kin question, who's the most special person in your life that if you couldn't make your VIP session time at 7 o'clock on Magical Day Monday evening, who would you like to give that session to? Would it be your husband, your next door neighbor, a colleague from work, your best friend, your child? Who do you want to be able to put into that spot so you keep your spot? And that's the beautiful thing about having automatic debit rather than people paying cash or people buying a number of sessions at a time. When somebody's on automatic debit, the money automatically comes out of your bank, their bank account goes directly into your bank account. And then they're the ones that get to work out the money, not you. So if they give their session to somebody else because they can't make their session, that means that you, it doesn't affect you at all. They might get the money from somebody else, or they might give that session to somebody else. But again, all of that's got to be done at the very first initial consultation when both of you have got your diaries out. So the reasons that people cancel, we've now shared with our client that of course there's going to be a time when you can't make it to your session. So what are we going to do about that? And you have to bring up the elephant in the room. You have to be the person that says, these are the reasons that people cancel. Now, you don't have to say you're going to cancel for these reasons. But you're going to say, in my experience, these are the reasons why people cancel. And there seems to be four reasons. And if you come up with other ones, please let me know. Obviously, we'll add them in. But we've covered the reasons why people will share with you, I'm not coming to my training session. So number one is that life happens, and I call it that Paris happens. This is my positive spin on what happens. If the love of your life appeared on your phone or at your office or at your home and said to you, I'm taking you on a surprise trip to Paris. We're flying first class. We're going to all of your favorite restaurants, and it's going to be the trip of a lifetime. I reckon that we would ring up and cancel our personal training session. Now, some of you may not, but I've got a sneaking suspicion that if it was the love of your life and it was a trip of a lifetime, that you would go. So that's the ultimate reason why somebody would cancel, is that something so super duper happens in their life that they just can't say no. And we want to plan for those. And it's a really cool story to build rapport with your client, particularly in the first consultation, is you say, look, we're going to work out what we're going to do. We've got 26 sessions till you're going to achieve your goal at 10 o'clock in the morning on the 3rd of January. However, we know that some things are going to come up. So what could be your Paris experience? And you might have a nice giggle about it and build rapport. The next thing is that something's going to happen. You're going to get a flat tire. You're going to get sick. Your child's going to get sick. You're going to have something unexpected come up. So we want to plan for that. The second reason that people cancel, it's human nature, and they will, and I'm sure that you've done it before at some stage in your life, is that you didn't feel like it. You felt lazy that day, you felt tired that day, you just felt undisciplined, you just couldn't be bothered going to your training session. Now, it might have been something like you had a fight with your partner, you ate too much for lunch and you feel fat, you're hungover from the night before, things that you probably wouldn't tell your trainer. However, if you put your headspace together, you'd probably still go. But please be aware that there are people, and we all have at some stage in our life said, I'm not going to do that because I'm too tired, or I can't be bothered, or I feel lazy, or I'm just being undisciplined today. Please be aware that that's human nature and it's going to happen. The third reason that people cancel is that there is an actual planned event. They're going on holidays, they're going on a business trip, they've got a piano recital for their child at school. They're actual planned events that they can't get out of, and they happen to be at 7 o'clock on Magical Day Monday evening. Now, technically, these are not cancellations, because if you're an organized, planned, effective, top-level fitness professional, when you sit down in the first consultation, you're obviously going to plan for the planned events. But be aware that they're going to come up. Thinking that your client is never going to cancel because nothing's going to happen, they're never going to feel tired, there's never going to be a holiday in the time frame that they're going to be training with you, is just not what human nature is all about. The next reason that people cancel is really interesting, is, and it's been brought up already today, is that we screw up. As fitness professionals, we are lazy, or we stop caring, or we stop asking questions, or we seem indifferent, or we just aren't giving people the value that they deserve, so they want to cancel. Now, interestingly, JP, you said that you'd stop going to your trainer because you couldn't afford to go. Now, I'm not saying that's not the case, and there are people who financially, they have some challenges, but I'm going to ask you a personal question, JP. You ready? By the end of tonight, as we go through what a top-level fitness professional should do, if you were absolutely guaranteed that you were going to get the result that you wanted in the time frame that you wanted it with someone that was genuinely caring about you and was going to make sure that everything happened for you and would work out a way for you to be able to afford your personal training, would you have still gone?
Yes.
So the one that's probably missing out of my notes tonight is that if somebody literally, they've gone bankrupt and they've got no money, is that a reason to cancel? Well, from a fitness professional's point of view, if I genuinely care about JP and he's had a bankruptcy in his life and he actually hasn't got any money, would I be an effective personal trainer, fitness professional, if I had a system in place to look after my clients if something like that happened to them? Would that be a good question to ask everybody?
Yes. Yeah, that sounds great.
So I'm asking you to all think about that. If you genuinely care about somebody and they went bankrupt or their house burnt down, they didn't have any money or, you know, something terrible happened in their life, I think you'd feel pretty shitty if you had to say to them, I can't train you because you've got no money because your house burnt down. So you should have in place some kind of financial system to look after your clients that have a financial challenge. I'm just going to park that one there for a minute. So if we've got the four reasons why people cancel, let's have a look at how we can put strategies into place to make sure that if they do, we're ready and prepared for it. So number one is that life happens. So there's three or four questions that you need to ask in the initial consultation. And if you are already training people and you've already got clients and you haven't put these strategies into place, can I strongly suggest that you have another initial consultation with your client, sit down with them and say, I really want to talk to you about how many sessions we've got, exact number of sessions before you're going to achieve your goal. I want to make sure that if anything happens, we're prepared for it because I don't want life to be a reason why you can't run the half marathon in 4 weeks' time. I don't want a flat tire to be the reason why you don't get to slide into your little black dress for your family reunion. So, number one, we're going to plan for life happening. So as I shared before, we have to know the exact number of sessions, the exact day, date and time of the next goal and how many sessions we've got before that person's going to achieve that goal. We ask the question, if life happens, what are we going to do? We're going to be one session further away from the goal. If you call me and say I've got a flat tire, if you call me and say I'm sick, if you call me and say my child's sick, if you call me and say something came up at work, we've only got 26 sessions before you achieve your goal on the 3rd of January. What we've got to do now is plan for that. What do you think we should do? Now, let them tell you. If you were your own high-performance coach and you were giving yourself advice about making sure that you never miss a session so that you achieve your goal by this day, date and time, what advice would you give yourself if you have a flat tire, if your child gets sick or something comes up with work? So there's no surprises. So it might be, as I shared before, that your client says to you, well, I never want to miss a session, so if I get a flat tire, I just need to come the next day. Could you fit me in? Or I want to do two sessions the week after, or I want to see if I can come later in the day or earlier in the morning or the next morning. But make sure they tell you, and they're the ones that are making the commitment, that if something happens in life, that I'm going to show up anyway. Now, this is also where you would talk about payment for the session. And always be the person that brings yourself up first. Never talk about a cancellation policy and this is what's going to happen, because you don't like it when somebody does that with you, and I certainly don't like it when somebody says it to me. So I always bring myself up first and I always say this: life's going to happen to both of us. I'm your coach. You're my client. You're my athlete. We're going to get you into shape for this particular event on this day, date and time. Between now and then, something might come up with my life. So here's what's going to happen. If I don't give you 24 hours notice if for any reason whatsoever I don't show up for your session, not only will I give you another session, but I'm going to give you that session as my gift. I'm always going to give you 24 hours notice. If you can't give me 12 hours notice, so see, I'm giving the 24, they only have to give me 12. If you don't give me at least 12 hours notice so that I can put somebody into your VIP spot, or you don't put somebody else into your VIP spot, then there'll just be an automatic debit come out of your bank account into mine. Don't use the word pay or charge or policy or all those horrible words around money. The first thing you say is, and you can choose obviously the amount of time you want to give and et cetera, but I'm just sharing with you what I used to do. I'm going to give you 24 hours notice if I can't come to a session. So whether it's I'm sick or I'm tired or I've got a flat tire or something happens, if I don't give you 24 hours notice, I'm going to train you as my gift to apologize for not giving you 24 hours notice. If you don't give me 24 hours notice and you haven't put somebody else into your VIP spot, then we'll just do a quick automatic debit as normal and you will, and the investment will go from my bank account to yours. So it's a really simple process. You say it comfortably and easily, and you're the one that's giving more. So now we're completely planned, and we've had a really fun story about Paris. So if you call me and tell me that you're going to Paris and you're the love of your life is going to take you to the best restaurants in Paris and you're flying over there first class, make sure you give me 24 hours notice. And if you don't, make sure you book somebody else into your spot so that you don't miss out on your spot when you get back from Paris, because you might have a few calories to burn off because you've eaten too many snails while you've been there. So keep it really light and comfortable and really easy. So the next one is that your client is lazy. They're undisciplined, they've become unfocused, they're uncommitted, they don't feel like coming. Now, what will probably happen, however, is they will still call you and they'll say, I've got a flat tire, my child's sick, I'm sick, something's come up at work, I can't come to my session today. Now, this is a really interesting one because when you have the initial consultation, which is a really comfortable, upbeat conversation, this is when that awesome question comes up. So here's the ROI. You've got 26 sessions before you're going to achieve your goal. Are you 100% committed to achieving that goal on the 3rd of January 2018? And ROI says, yes, I am. So then as the trainer, I say very nicely and very comfortably and very delightfully, I reckon, ROI, though, that in the past you might have used some excuses for not coming to training or for feeling tired or feeling lazy or feeling undisciplined. Has there been any time in your life when you've thought to yourself, I don't feel like going to a training session? And what excuses have you used and what did you tell your trainer? Now, I'm asking you all to listen very, very carefully to the answers. If you have a client sitting in front of you or a potential client who says to you very openly and very happily, oh yeah, I've joined the gym 7 times and I never finished my membership. I tried to cancel it. I've had 3 different personal trainers. I tried to finish my personal training because I didn't want to go. I didn't feel like it. There's a big warning sign up there. This person may not be 100% committed to achieving their goal. So just be aware that that has come up in the conversation. Obviously, the next question you're going to ask is, okay, you've shared with me that you are 100% committed to achieving your goal on the 3rd of January to run the half marathon in 2018. You've shared with me that you've used lots of different excuses. You've shared with me that you've been tired. You've told your trainer you had a flat tire. You didn't feel like training because you'd had too much to drink the night before. You didn't feel like training because you had a fight with your partner. I'm going to ask you a serious question, ROI. If you were your own high-performance results coach and you ever use any of those excuses ever again, what advice would you give yourself if you had to give yourself a talking to as your own high-performance coach? What would you say to yourself if you ever said, I feel lazy or I feel like missing my session? And I'm asking you to record their answer. Pull your phone out and get them to say to themselves, ROI, get your lazy ass off the couch and go to your training session because you've only got 26 sessions between now and the 3rd of January. And if you miss a session, you'll only have 25 sessions, which means you may not achieve your goal. So get your ass off the couch and go to the session. And ask them for permission to play that back to them or get them to put it on their own phone and play it to themselves. So when they call you and say, I've got a flat tire, you then have the right to say, Rowie, do you actually have a flat tire, or is this one of those times when you don't feel like training and you know you've got that awesome audio on your phone that you can play to yourself that says, I don't feel like going, I've made an excuse that I've got a flat tire, I haven't really got a flat tire, I'm being a lazy ass and I need to get my ass off the couch and go to my training session so that I achieve my goal by 10 o'clock in the morning on the 3rd of January 2018. And I'm getting really passionate about this because you want to get people to hold themselves accountable to achieving their goals. So many of us as fitness professionals take on board that we didn't help people achieve their goal, or it was our fault that they didn't achieve their goal. This part of the conversation is such an important one. Number one, beware of the people that are lazy and undisciplined and are happy to share that with you. You might think you're God's gift to the fitness profession and you can stop them from being lazy. But if you think that that's the case, make sure you've got a plan in place that if they ever get lazy, because the question is, do people change? And it's highly unlikely. If they've used an excuse before that they're tired, don't feel like it, they're hungover, they're too fat, don't want to come to training, they're probably going to use that again. So get ready for it so that when it comes up, you're not telling them what to do. They're actually telling themselves what to do. It's almost a foolproof plan, because the first part of this is you wouldn't take them on board if you don't think that they're going to be committed to their goal. And you must ask the question, are you 100% committed to achieving your goal? Because if you're not, neither am I. I'm a 100% coach and I only want people on my team who are 100% committed to achieving their goal. So if you're not, let's not get started. It's an interesting way to make sure that you've got people coming to see you every day or every week that are actually committed to achieving their goal. So number one is that life happens. Number two is that people are lazy. Number three is that there's going to be planned events and everybody has them. So once again, make sure that when you sit down at the first consultation, or if you haven't done this already with all of your clients, get them back in and do it again. Get both of your diaries out and have a look at the planned events which happen to fall on the same day, date or time that they're meant to be coming to a training session. And this then doesn't become a cancellation. You just now put into the diary that on that magical day, Monday at 7 o'clock, we've got the school concert for the kids. At that magical day, Monday, the following week, we've got soccer practice for my son and I have to take him because his dad can't take him. And on the 12th week of our training, I'm going to be on holidays for a week. So I won't be able to come to those three sessions. So I'm either going to come two times the week before, or two times a week after, or I'm going to send my mother or my next door neighbor to come to those sessions. So it's a planned sit down with the diary and make sure that if there's going to be a missed session, you've actually planned for it. This is something that, as you all know, I'm involved with a lot of fitness professionals and personal trainers around the world. I don't know anybody that does this. And to me, this was just common sense. Between now and when you want to achieve your first goal, what are the events that might come into play that will stop you from achieving your goal? And always at the end of this, you say again, you've shared with me that you're 100% committed to achieving your goal. And here's what's often happened for me. The husband will say, you know what, Roey, it's only one time. And I reckon that my wife will take my son to soccer practice for me so I don't have to miss out on my session. So when people can see that you're committed to them achieving their goal, they become even more committed to themselves achieving the goal. If you just go, ho-hum, all right, doesn't matter, you're going to soccer practice, then they're more likely to go, oh, it's all right for me not to go. And I'll give you an example of that. And Shayla, you'll be aware of this. If you go to a doctor and you'd like to do some kind of sporting activity and the doctor says, no, you can't do that, or if you feel a bit sick and the doctor says you shouldn't go to work today, most people, obviously not Shayla, but most people will go, oh, good, I don't have to go to work today because the doctor told me I don't have to. I've got a doctor's certificate. However, if the doctor said there's nothing wrong with you, get your backside off the couch and go and train or go and go to work, then we haven't got an excuse. And sometimes as the fitness professional, we have to be people's unreasonable friend. We say, you've shared with me that you're absolutely 100% committed to achieving your goal, that 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock on magical day Monday evening is the time that you want to train. It's your VIP session time. But now you've shared with me that there's seven times in the next 26 weeks that you won't be available to come. That's seven times less likely that you'll achieve your goal on that day, date and time. And when you're that organized and that planned and that committed to your client, they'll often say, you know what? I need to change some of these scheduled appointments so that I don't miss my personal training session, or I'll come later or go earlier. So all of those three are completely up to the client. So number one is that things happen out of their control. Number two, they're lazy. Number three, things happen within their control, and we've covered off all of those. What we have now to cover off is if you screw up. You are a human and you will make mistakes. We all do. We say stupid things. We do stupid things. We offend people. We don't train people hard enough. We train them too hard. We spot them. We overspot them. We had bad breath one day. We all do stupid things as fitness professionals. In the first consultation, the elephant in the room has to come up and it has to be you. And this is one of the, I call this marketing, because again, I don't know any other fitness professionals that do this. Sit down with your client and say, we have to plan for life happening. We have to plan for you not showing up because you don't feel like it. We have to plan for planned events, and we have to plan for me screwing up. I'm a human being. I'm a fitness professional and I'm 100% person. I'm committed to your training session. But there's going to be a time when you and I get together, and we're sometimes getting together 2-3 times a week. I'm going to screw up. I'm going to say something wrong. I'm going to do something wrong. I'm going to smell bad. I'm going to overspot you. Something about what I do isn't going to be exactly the way it should be. And here's what's going to happen. You have to be brutally honest with me and tell me that, so that if I screw up, I don't do it again. And if I do screw up, I'm going to offer to train you I'm really sorry. I'm never going to do that again. So my next session with you will be my gift. But I never want me to be the reason why you don't achieve your goal. And there's too many people who they cancel their session and they say to their trainer, I'm not coming because I feel sick, or I've got a flat tire, or I've got something come up at work. But really, they're going to be cancelling permanently very soon because the trainer doesn't care about them, or the trainer stopped listening, or the trainer had bad breath. And I'm just sharing with you from experience. I trained people for a very long time and I was too scared to ask them for feed forward. And when I eventually got up, and it really was eventually because it took me a very long time, I said to people, I really want your honest feed forward on me as a trainer. And I did that with people also that had left, like had been members at the gym and left, or been part of my personal training program and had left. And when you ask for their brutal honesty and you actually want it, you do it with your body language open and you're looking in their eye and saying, please, can you be honest with me? They'll tell you. They'll say, you used to do this for me and you stopped. Or you used to massage me between each exercise and you stopped doing it. Or you used to spot me really well and you got a bit lazy. Or you used to know all of my goals and you stop asking me. Let people know that you're going to screw up. Let them know what to say when you do. And if you have a look at the notes down the bottom there, it says, I am 100% committed to helping you achieve your goal on this day, date and time. And I want you to feel amazing and I don't want you to feel bad. But never let me be the reason or the excuse that stops you from achieving your goal. And I'm sure you've all heard this before where somebody said, oh, you know, I was on track to achieving my goal, but my trainer left town, or my trainer screwed up, or my trainer gave me the wrong exercise program, or my trainer injured me. Don't let me be the reason why you don't achieve your goal. So if I do something wrong, make sure you tell me. And for everybody that may comment tonight about lazy personal trainers or people who don't care or personal trainers who are indifferent, this covers that all off. Because what it actually shows your client is that you do really care and you are human and you will make mistakes, but you're prepared to take full responsibility for your mistakes. And if you've got a client that says to you at the end of the session, Rowie, I'm not paying you for today's session, it was crap, you actually now know that you've got a really good client because they're prepared to be honest with you and tell you the truth. Then you say, hey, tell me where I screwed up. I'm really sorry. It's never going to happen again. And of course, next time you come in, I'm going to train you as my gift, and we're going to, you won't need to pay for that session, or we're going to give you an extra at the end of your automatic debit session, etc. So that covers that all off. And it means that nobody's got an excuse for their short-term goal. Now, the next thing obviously that has to happen, as soon as somebody achieves their short-term goal, you then have to sit down with them and set the next short-term goal so that you're constantly goal setting. So that first consultation becomes the next consultation. So how exciting to sit down with somebody particularly if it's Shayla, for example, and you say, congratulations, Shayla, you've run your half marathon in Las Vegas in under 2 hours. What's the next goal? You go through all the W questions again, and then you say, and as you already know, life's going to happen. So we've got to plan for what we're going to do if life happens between now and you running a full marathon. We have to plan for what's going to happen if you ever feel lazy or tired or don't feel like it. We have to plan for planned events. So between now and when you run the London Marathon in 2018, how many planned events do we have on Magical Day Monday evening at 7 o'clock, so that we can plan for you having to miss a session? And then remember that between now and 2018, I'm going to screw up. So please make sure that you tell me that if I make a mistake, never use me as an excuse for you not running your full marathon. Now, that in itself is almost a non-existent event. I don't know fitness professionals, personal trainers that sit down and do that with their client every time their client achieves their goal and asks all of those questions over again. But it means that you're getting rid of the elephant in the room. You're stopping the cancellations from happening before they ever do. And no one will ever cancel permanently because they know how much you care about them. They're going to tell you if you screw up. Now, last but not least, and we're going to revisit the money. I'm going to ask you again, JP, if you have a fitness professional who sits down with you and they know every single one of your short-term goals, the reasons why you want to achieve those goals, exactly where you're going to achieve those goals, and they've put together a vision board for you. You didn't have to create the vision board. They created it for you. If they knew all of the exact day, date, and time that you're going to achieve the goal, they knew the words that you use to motivate yourself when you're training, they knew the words that you use that make you uncomfortable to make sure you train even harder. They have asked you what your opinion is about your training, and they're really interested in what you've got to say, and they've made sure that you tell them exactly what you need from your fitness professional to make sure you achieve your goals. And they do that for you the whole time that they're training you, and they provide you with the exact results that you want. And on top of that, they plan for every single time that something might come up in your life, so you never miss a session, so you're constantly goal achieving. Would you try a little bit harder to find the money to pay that trainer, JP?
Yes, I would.
So I'm going to ask you all to take full responsibility that if somebody says, I don't want to train with you anymore because I haven't got the money, and this is going to sound a little bit harsh, JP, but please bear with me. Every time one of my clients has ever said that to me, I've always believed that to be my fault. Because and I used the example we did with Shayla at the workshop on Sparkle Day Sunday. If I put $50,000 into Shayla's bank and at the end of the year she gives me $100,000 back, will I look to be for another $50,000 that I can invest in her bank? Just say yes, JP.
Oh, no. Yes,
if I get a return, if I get a double return on my investment, I'm going to find the money. And this is where we seem to forget this process. If I give a trainer $50 and I only get $50 worth of value back, I'm not that likely to reinvest. There was actually no return on my investment. I gave $50 and I got $50 worth of value back. But if I give somebody $50 and I get $100 worth of value back, I'm not going. I will find the money. And as I shared, the only thing that could happen, which does happen in life, is your client goes broke or they have some horrible financial situation happen in their life. I'm asking you all to be in the financial position yourself that if that happens to one of your clients, and it certainly won't happen to all of your clients at the same time, of course, that you could say to them, look, I know that you're going through a tough time financially right now. You've lost your job or your house has burnt down or you don't have any money or you've gone broke. And I want to let you know that I'm committed to you achieving your goal on the 3rd of January. So I'm going to train you as my gift until you're back on your feet. And you might add in there that when you are back on your feet, and I know that you will because you're strong and positive, and I'm going to make sure that you stay strong and positive, then you're going to pay that forward. So you're going to get somebody else to have a personal trainer to make sure that they can achieve their goals, and you're going to invest for them. So it's just this beautiful way of paying it forward. So to wrap all of that up, because you know how I'm obviously very passionate about what we're talking about, Everything has to be done at the first consultation. You have to tell everybody what they're going to do and what you're going to do if they need to not come to a personal training session. You're going to ask them to tell you what they are going to share with you if they make an excuse. And you're going to ask them everything that could possibly happen between now and them achieving their goal to make sure that nothing is a surprise. You're not going to ring somebody up, and this is the classic. Somebody becomes your client and you book them in for 20 personal training sessions and that becomes an automatic debit. And 3 weeks in, they call you 5 minutes before their session, leave a message on your phone and say, I'm not coming to my session today because I've got a flat tire. Now you ring them and say, well, my cancellation policy is that if you don't cancel within 12 hours or of your personal training session, that you still have to pay for your session. Well, nobody wants to be in that situation. You don't want to make that call. Nobody wants to receive that call. And that call should never be made. Because if you sit down with your client for the first time, everything about what's going to happen with them for the next X amount of time they're spending with you should be brought up. So please make sure that if you do have a cancellation policy, that you share that with your client at the beginning. I'm asking you not to have a cancellation policy. I'm asking you to have a honest, gorgeous conversation with your client that says, here's what I'm going to do if I cancel and here's what you need to do, or what do you think you need to do if you cancel? So if you already have clients and you haven't covered off all of these things, sit down again and have another consultation. I can't tell you how many times I did this, and this is just an interesting side note. I remember going to my first conference with Cayman, and my exercise program still included, I think, shoulder presses. And maybe pec decks, I can't remember. But anyway, I went back from the conference, I sat down with all of my clients, and I had 64 clients, and I said to each one of them, up until today, I've been giving you a dodgy exercise, and I'm not going to do it anymore. You have my sincerest apologies for giving you this dodgy exercise. I'm a professional, I'm constantly learning. I've now learned that this is a dodgy exercise, and I'm not giving it to you anymore. So I was really happy to sit down with each one of my clients and share that with them. And this is a great way also to build rapport back with your clients. If you've got a lot of clients and you haven't been having personal conversations with them, you sit down and you say, hey, we need to get both of our diaries out and just plan. We now know that you want to achieve your goal on the 3rd of January, but how many sessions have we actually got till the 3rd of January? And what happens if something comes up? What happens if life happens? What happens if you ever make an excuse for not coming? What happens if you've got a planned event on the night that we're meant to be training, or I have? And or what if I screw up between now and then? I don't want me to be a reason why you don't achieve your goal. So I've pretty much wrapped up the night when I put all of that together. Last but not least, however, please be aware that you get to choose your clients. You get to choose who you train. And that's a beautiful thing about having your own business. And that's whether you're in your backyard or you're in your garage or you work at Les Mills or you work at Fitness First. It doesn't matter. Here's the story. You do not have to accept or train uncommitted clients. You don't have to have those people in your life. And if you do, because they might have come on at the initial consultation and said, yes, I'm 100% committed and I'm never going to miss a session and I'm always going to be here and I definitely want to achieve my goal by the 3rd of January 2018. But if they start missing sessions and telling you lies and being lazy, you can fire them or you can refer them on. I'm also asking you to have a referral system with top-level fitness professionals. And just as a quick side note, something I missed before, if Mrs. Jones's VIP session is 7 o'clock on Magical Day Monday evening, and her suggestion is that if she has to miss a session, she's going to send her husband, it's very likely that her husband will then become your client. Or you'll have no room to have him as your client because you're already booked out. You must have a referral system with another group of or one or two other top-level fitness professionals that you trust that you can say, Mr. Jones, I would love to train you. However, I'm fully booked out. I would like to recommend Abdul, or I would like to recommend I'm Amazing. They're a top-level fitness professional also, and I know that they're going to look after you as well as I look after your wife. So make sure you've got a referral system. I'm not sure how to phrase the next bit, but if you want to fire somebody because they're lazy and you're going to refer them on to another trainer, you might even say that. Like you say, look, I'm 100% committed to my clients. You're not 100% committed to you achieving your goals. So I'm going to refer you on to a trainer that doesn't care whether you come to your session or not. And by the way, there are plenty of those. You've probably seen them. They work in a big gym. They've already got 30 or 40 clients. And if somebody cancels, you'll hear them say it. I'm really happy that my client canceled because now I get to go for a coffee. Or, I'm really happy that my client canceled because now I can do my own training. Well, you might refer your lazy client onto one of those trainers that doesn't care if they don't come. You don't have to train people that are lazy or uncommitted. And this is to finish off with tonight, this is one of my favorite philosophies. I give 100% to my 100% committed athletes or my clients. So I only accept 100% committed athletes onto my team. And that might be a really nice way to end the session with the initial consultation with your client. Is congratulations, you've set a goal to achieve this goal by this time, and then we're going to achieve this goal, and this is your lifetime goal. I'm going to give you 100% effort of my energy, of my enthusiasm, of my knowledge. I'm on your team. I'm your 100% committed coach. So what I expect from you is that you're going to be my 100% committed athlete. So why do people cancel? Beware of the folks who give less than 100% in any area of their life, because it won't be the only area. Don't train the people who you think are going to cancel. And make sure you set yourself up so that you are well prepared for human nature, which is simply, I could be lazy, life could happen, something might come up.